I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Iran's supreme leader is threatening Israel and the U.S. with another attack. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei addressed a crowd of supporters and said, "In our battle against the arrogance, we will definitely do whatever is necessary to prepare the Iranian nation in terms of military preparation, weapons, and political work. Thanks to Allah, the officials are already busy doing that." The supreme leader did not elaborate on the timing or scope of any attack. Iranian officials are increasingly threatening to launch another strike against Israel after its most recent attack on the Islamic Republic. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
The Biden administration said Thursday that some 8,000 North Korean soldiers are now in Russia's Kursk region near Ukraine's border and are preparing to help the Kremlin fight against Ukrainian troops. But what will Ukraine and its allies do about it? VOA's Christina Menente tells us more.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has urged its allies to stop watching and take steps before North Korean troops deployed in Russia reach the battlefield. Zelensky raised the prospect of a preemptive Ukrainian strike on camps where the North Korean troops are being trained and said Kyiv knows their location. But he said Ukraine can't do it without permission from allies to use Western-made long-range weapons to hit targets deep inside Russia. Ukraine's army chief said his troops are facing one of the most powerful offensives by Russia since the All-out war started more than 2 years ago. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
After 2 weeks of negotiations, delegates at the United Nations Conference on Biodiversity agreed to establish a subsidiary body that will include indigenous peoples in future decisions on nature conservation. They also decided to ask major corporations to share the benefits of research when using natural genetic resources. This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova has accused Ukraine of sabotaging the process of exchanging prisoners of war.
At present,
the Kyiv regime is literally sabotaging this process, which was institutionalized and, in fact, was yielding results. Why? Because they focused exclusively on the exchange of militants, that is, fighters from the nationalist battalions. They are interested in those units and those servicemen, military personnel, representatives of those battalions, which we characterize as extremist, terrorist, nationalists, and so on. Zakharova said that Russia's defense ministry had offered to hand over 935 Ukrainian prisoners of war to Kyiv, but that Ukraine had taken only 279. There was no immediate comment about the POWs from Ukraine on Saturday. More troops in Spain are being deployed to assist communities after deadly and devastating floods. VOA's Alexis Strope reports.
Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said on Saturday the deadliest flash floods in Spain's modern history have killed at least 211 people and dozens were still unaccounted for 4 days after torrential rains swept the eastern region of Valencia. In a televised statement, Sanchez said the government was sending 5,000 more army troops to help with the searches and cleanup, in addition to 2,500 soldiers already deployed. The tragedy is already Europe's worst flood-related disaster since 1967, when at least 500 people died in Portugal. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Ethiopia this year became the first country in the world to ban the importation of non-electric private vehicles. It's trying to stop spending scarce foreign currency on fuel subsidies, but drivers say the transition is challenging. Spare parts, mechanics, and even charging stations can be hard to find. Transport minister says the government will invest in public charging stations, and there are plans to locally manufacture EV batteries to reduce reliance on imports, but wary consumers in Africa's second most populous country are keeping the second-hand market for gas-powered cars busy. Nearly 200 families have gathered along a stretch of United States-Mexico border for heartfelt but brief reunions with loved ones they have not seen for years because they live in opposite countries. Tears flowed and people embraced as Mexican families were allowed to reunite Saturday at the border with relatives who migrated to the U.S. Adults and children passed over to meet with their loved ones. This year, the annual event organized by an immigrant rights advocacy group happened 3 days before the U.S. presidential election, whose months-long campaigns have focused heavily on immigration and border security. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.